This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Now, normally, we'd have him on to talk about polls and public opinion, et cetera, and that kind of thing. And I guess we sort of are here. But the cool part of this is there's a new program launched, or I guess been reinvigorated, Canada's most respected corporation program. And I think at this time, you know, right now is probably when that's going to be really tested more than we've ever seen it. Just because the way corporations behave now, we're going to remember that in specifically once we get sort of over the hurdles of COVID-19. But it's the brainstorming initiative of the folks at Dart Insight and Communications. And, of course, John Wright is a principal there, joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. And you?
I'm okay. I think that this is it sort of strikes an interesting chord with people when we think about the most respected corporations. I think on the one hand, you can see that there's a lot of people who would look at corporations and say, yeah, you're just greedy buggers. And, you know, the board lit up when we talked about Pfizer. They just issued a news release to say that, you know, they had hopes for their vaccine. And all of a sudden, the only benefit that we've seen so far is their stocks went up. So it can be a kind of a dicey spot for corporations, particularly in that level of respect.
Well, respect is a really interesting word because it conjures a deep admiration or a positive feeling about a combined view of the characteristics of any particular person. You know, and when you look at that, it's about their abilities, their qualities, their values, their actions, and their achievements. So if someone walks into a room and you know a little bit about them and you have a chance to meet them, you get a sense of what that's about. So organizations are a lot like that too. So we created an award that recognizes in 11 sectors the single most respected organization, company. We're going to release one once every month. And what makes this unique is that this is not a write-in campaign or a committee or an organization that is choosing somebody. This is actually the Canadian public. And we are surveying in the first one that will be released in the next week and a half will be 4,200 Canadians, which is a very large sample of Canadians. And we asked them a question about each individual company that's on the list where we've received it from the federal government because they comply with the sector. And if they don't know who they are, they get bumped out and move on to the next company. But if you do, you then ask how much you respect the company. And then through a weighted scoring, we actually come up with a ranked score. And the number one wins. There's no, you know, silver, bronze, medal involved here. There's just the gold standard. And so we're excited about it. We're about to announce the first one, and then we'll move on to the next sector.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see, you know, again, the corporate culture, the focus on it, particularly during COVID. And I would expect if you had asked these questions a year ago, you would have got a different response.
Well, you may have. But you know what? I think you hit the nail on the head. This is the new era. This is the benchmark. This is the beginning. When times have been tough, individual companies have had to, you know, not only reach out to their customers, but try and comply with what's necessary for society and also with governments who are asking them to do certain things. And that perception and that interaction with not just customers, but now the public in a broader area has really become important. So that's why right now, when we did the first survey about a month and a half ago, I think it makes for a really important benchmark moving forward. And so we're capturing this right at the beginning of what I would suggest is a brand new era, you know, the COVID economy, which will move into the next part, and that is the recovery economy.
So as you've done these surveys and you've done the research, is there something that surprised you about the way we've responded to corporations?
You know, I think what was fascinating about this research was not the output, but how we actually did it. Because we've done it in such a way that even if you're a small company, if you score well in this, you can actually move way up the ranks. It would be a little bit like taking a national hamburger chain, which we haven't done yet, and asking them about the respect and of the company and doing the weighted scheming to go on with it. But then having a smaller group of them that might be across the company. I mean, the country. I mean, you and I know that there's Maddie's Patties on King Street, and there's White Spot, and there's, you know, Weber's and things like that. If we were in that greater scheme, we would put them in it. And it means that if you've experienced it and you have had a really great service or interaction and you respect that smaller version of a bigger chain, you can actually move way up in the rankings. So I think that's what's been really interesting here, is to see some of the lesser known companies, but those who are the gems, who are most respected, move very close to the top.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that, because I was talking to somebody recently about how you qualify an influencer in this day and age, and it sounds like I might be on a tangent, but I'm going to bring it back to your point. Everybody's assuming that you can find the influencers on Instagram and on social media, and these are the folks who have all these, you know, wonderful number of followers and millions of thises and the Beyoncés of the world and so on. But I said, you know, if you find one person, and there's going to be a community of those in a very small circle who are champions of that particular corporation or the business, they may be more valuable than any paid influencer you might have to, you know, impress somebody with what you are doing as an organization. And so to your point, you know, if you've got a passionate group out there who are literally, you know, champions for that small burger joint or, you know, a startup digital company, there's a lot that they can learn from these results, I would think, in terms of what they look at. It might inform their brand more than reinforce it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, this is all based on research and research on research. The whole notion of this came about in about 1977, and it was one of the most important articles that influenced my entire career. I read about it in the early 1980s. It was put out by the Harvard Business Review, and it was about reputation and risks of corporations and the idea that your corporate character could produce what is called public equity. And public equity is like having a gas tank of goodwill. You know, sometimes it's much higher for corporations so that if they want to do something, they can move forward. And if they are less so, they have roadblocks put in front of them. And so what we did over the last year, it took an entire year to get ready for this, is that we even looked at what respect means of corporations. And we unpacked it. And the attributes that we found, and I'm just going to read 9 attributes of what made people notice in a composite way those pieces. So when you unpack it, it's the corporation is seen to be honest, contributes to communities, embraces diversity, gender, indigenous aspects of their corporate structure, has respect for others, leads by example, has strong ethics, learns and changes, helps those less fortunate, and the last one is quick to remedy a mistake. So when you actually unpack that piece of respect, it's full of a whole series of components, and if you applied it to a person, you would understand and get the same thing. It's standing back from that individual and trying to size them up and going, you know what, I may not like some things about them, but I do respect them for who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the critical thing we're trying to measure.
Well, we can all use a little bit more respect in our conversations and our interactions with one another, even when we disagree. So I'll be fascinated to see when you release your first results. John, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Our first results are on November the 26th for Canada's most respected life insurance company.
There you go. All right. Canada's most respected corporations. John Wright is the brainstorm behind that.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.